what type of college is good for you. There's different types. Obviously, there's the big national universities, which are like Harvard, Princeton, the big names. And those are good for some people. But there's also small liberal arts colleges, and there's a whole section of, like a whole ranking, separate ranking for these little colleges, like Amherst, Pomona, Williams. And these are really great colleges for some people to get a small liberal arts education there, an undergraduate education, and to move on to graduate school. In fact, for some people, it's even better. Reed College, for example, the place where my friend's going to in Oregon, it is the school with the most PhDs, like people who go on to get PhDs. It is ranked number one for most people who get PhDs. And it's this little college that no one's ever heard of. You know? But that's the thing. Liberal arts colleges have their own like advantages, and they're very hard to get into. Amherst is just as hard to get into as Harvard and Stanford and Princeton. It is not a step down, it is an equal step. Just because their name isn't like plastered everywhere when you think of colleges does not mean they're good. And this is one topic that I really want to convince the Asian population, is that unlike China, where most of us are from, I assume, unlike China, in China there are like two or three good universities that everybody knows, like Beida, Tsinghua, like that's it, you know. And then there's a couple of other kind of good ones, you know, like that are, you know, reputable. But in America, there are so many good colleges. The rankings don't mean anything for some people. Because you can get to, you can become famous if you go to a junior college and then transfer to a UC or transfer to a private school. You don't have to get into Harvard. You can transfer. One of the college admissions counselors who went to Harvard, who was my college interviewer, she was my interviewer for Harvard. She actually went to Berkeley. And then in her first year, she transferred to Harvard and she got in. And now she can say she goes to Harvard and now she can do college admissions interviews for Harvard. So there's other means of getting to where you want to go. If you don't, if you're not ready in your high school life to be going to Harvard, you can still go to a UC, a junior college, and you can get what you need out of it and then try again later on. There's, it's not the end, senior year is not the end all be all of your education, you know, where you go, it's open. And so in America, there's so many good colleges, little colleges, big colleges, tech schools, you know, anything that like that, art schools, if you're a person's a really big artist. I know some kids who are going to fabulous art schools in California and New York, the best of the best. And their parents are kind of like, are you sure you want to be going to art school? And there, some of them are Asian, but that's what they want to do. And then their parents are very proud of them because they say, well, my kid's going to California College of the Arts. And then people who hear that, who know about the various colleges, are like, that's one of the best art schools in the nation. And they're like, oh, really? Oh, my kid's going to a good school. Like they're taken aback by how many good schools there are everywhere in the US. You know, not just the Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Stanford, MIT, that's it. You know, you can go to other lesser, lower ranked colleges, other different types, and still get the education that you need and still become famous. There's a really good statistic, and I can't find the real citation for it, but it showed that over a long period of time, the salary of a Harvard grad and the salary of a state school grad become the same. They're the same, the salaries of these three people. Because what happens is that Harvard will give you a leg up. It will give you a boost. You get a head start. But eventually, your child or your natural talent takes over. And if you are a person with not a lot of, you know, if you're not that type of person who's going to be making millions, you'll get there. But if you start at a state school, you're going to have to climb a little bit harder. But eventually, over time, it just evens out. So that was a very sobering study for me. It was like, you don't have to go to Harvard, Princeton, or Yale to be famous. And just because you get into Harvard, Princeton, or Yale does not guarantee you anything. And so everyone has to work hard, no matter if you're going to a state school, a UC, or a Ivy League. And I think I've said my full time on that note. I think I've said it all. So,
good. Anyway.